Okay, so let's talk about how the internet now actually works. Okay, so now we've got Comcast. Okay, and we've got Verizon, which will get you on. So Comcast will connect your house to the internet by using the same cable that they now use for getting cable television into your house, right? If anybody switched, and those of you who are in other parts of the country, forgive me my localisms here, but anybody use Comcast for internet service? Yes, okay. So did you have cable television before you had internet service? Right. So they didn't come and install, run another wire. They just used the same wire to get, connect you. So Comcast, there are these, now these are houses. Okay? And they run a copper wire down the middle of the street. They dug up the street once and ran the copper wire down there. And then they have these drops, as they're called, little segments of wire which either go from the telephone pole or possibly underground, to connect your house onto this backbone. And this eventually winds up at Comcast equipment.
Verizon.
I'm sorry. This is the Comcast picture. Right. Okay, now the same houses may have connections, may also have, phone connections. Most houses do. And if you have your service from Verizon, you're using the same wiring that your telephone calls go over. You're actually using, DSL service that is actually, they're actually using different frequencies. I suppose that's also what's happening with the cable TV service. But anyway, they didn't come and install more wires in your house if you got DSL service. And Verizon's network may look, somewhat different than Comcast. Okay, to get the signal back to Verizon's headquarters. Anybody use anything else? Everybody here is either Comcast or Verizon?
No. I have RCN, which is...
You have RCN, which is another cable-type service, I believe, right? I think that's what the C stands for. Okay, so I have a place out in northwest Montana, and the only way I can get internet service there is by a satellite dish, because the phone wire solution, okay, so this is the phone wire, okay, to get back to the phone company's switching box, there's a limitation, both like 3 miles or so, something like that, and I'm too far from the phone company equipment for that to work, and there's no cable television, so I actually have to use a satellite dish in my backyard that is pointed up at a geostationary satellite that sits over the same point in the southern sky, all the time. Okay, but the point here is that those are three different kinds of networks, not dissimilar from the three different kinds of computer networks we were talking about before. Right? They can't connect together directly. I don't know what happened to them. It doesn't matter.
Operator.
Okay, so we've got Comcast and its network, we've got Verizon and its network, we've got RCN and its network.
Yep.
Thank you. We've got HughesNet, which is my, you know, satellite network.
I use NPG Cable.
NPG Cable, that's another cable company? Okay.
I use Noose.
What's Noose?
N-O-O-S.
What is it?
Another provider.
What sort of provider is it?
I think they're a cable provider, European cable provider.
How do they connect together? Well, they all agree whatever convention they're using internally, okay? They all agree to use the internet standard way of connecting together in the sort of core of the internet here, okay? And there are these companies that provide the service of connecting the whole thing together. So these things are internet service providers. Okay. These are internet service providers. And so they take what you want to connect, what you want to send into or get out of the internet, and dump it into this common core where there are a bunch of high-speed lines connected together. All right. Now, the other piece of this, I guess we want to make sure that everybody understands, is, of course, there's lots of individual computers connected to each of these, your home computers, right? And some of you may have Dells, and others of you may have Macintoshes, and, you know, one of these. Harvard is its own internet service provider right here. Any of you who's got your computer open, you're using the Harvard ISP. So we got many, 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 many computers here. These computers all use the internet standard as well for transmitting the packets to the ISP, right? So there's code and, you know, some chips in all of these computers. And that was one of the great leaps forward in the computing industry. We talk about it a little bit in the book, was the moment when, what was it called, WinSoC? So, right. You know, WinSoC, where somebody just said, gee, you know, these computers are powerful enough now that I can probably write the code that will do the internet protocol talk and enable me to send internet standard packets and pass them into the internet from a personal computer.
And that was like 25 years after the internet started.
The internet was around for a very long time before, and personal computers were around for a long time before they became powerful enough, before personal computers became powerful enough to actually become devices that you could connect directly to the internet.
Right. And just a small comment to this picture that I think is important. These things that get connected all around are both the computers that we use as users and all the servers that are connected to the internet. There are no servers in the middle there.
Right.
When you talk to CNN.com, that great big server that's serving up CNN, that's
out here.
That's out here someplace. It's not in there. It's out here. And so there's no intelligence, in a sense, in there anyplace.
So there's nothing going on in here except passing packets.
You can really just think of it as different networks connecting together. There's some hierarchy to it, but
there are these, you know, switching computers here that are holding this whole thing together.
And I think everybody now understands there isn't anybody who kind of owns the internet. And it doesn't have an on switch, and it doesn't have an owner, and it.
And these machines in the middle are not all owned by anybody. I guess that's the point Tyler was trying to make. You know, these are, you know.
Owned by Comcast.
Which right. Often these are actually machines that are owned by this, and there's nothing going on here except in a, you know, a peering, as it's called, between, you know, between Comcast and Verizon, where they pass packets to each other.
Yes. With the cloud, it makes it seem as though there's some additional magic going on.
Yeah,
it really isn't.
All right. So.